Hello, and welcome to Health Related Fitness with Dr. Jeff Cherubini, podcasting from Manhattan College, Department of Physical Education and Human Performance in the Bronx, New York. Episode 1, Welcome to Health Related Fitness. In this episode, I'll provide a brief overview of the origins of these podcasts, what health related fitness is, and some basic terminology that will help with future casts. To start with, a little introduction. My background is in exercise and sports psychology, and I currently teach a variety of classes here in Manhattan, including personal wellness with a focus on health promotion, aerobic conditioning, which covers a broad array of exercise science topics, sports psychology, we look at motivation, performance enhancement, and several teacher preparation physical education classes, such as team sports and track and field. Framed in the context of researching influences on physical activity and actually working with individuals and groups seeking to initiate, increase, or maintain physical activity, these podcasts will build upon research completed in the fields of physical education, health promotion, and exercise and sports psychology, as well as practical professional experience. The initial target audience for these podcasts is the college student, specifically students in schools of education, future primary and secondary educators, and physical education majors, students interested in becoming physical educators, exercise science, sports medicine specialists. Adding to this group, I'm also interested in reaching out to all members of the greater community who are interested in living a physically active lifestyle. So I encourage anyone listening now to continue to listen for educational and informational purposes. It's all good stuff, and it connects to all of us young and old. It all relates. So the primary purpose of these podcast episodes is to promote physically active lifestyles, or in other words, lifelong physical activity, through physical education in a straightforward and informative manner. Throughout the podcast, I'll present both the science of promoting physically active lifestyles and the art of living a physically active lifestyle. The science of lifelong physical activity focuses on the scientific evidence and principles, what we can call scientifically derived knowledge, and I will often refer to peer-reviewed research. The art of being physically active focuses on recognizing the when and how aspects of implementing these general principles. It's the practical application, what we can call the professional practice knowledge. My background coming with a master's degree from San Diego State in physical education and exercise and sports psychology. I also have a doctorate in kinesiology, specializing in exercise and sports psychology as well, from Temple University. Between the master's degree and the doctorate, I worked for over 5 years as a certified personal trainer at a premier athletic club in San Diego along the coast, Solana Beach, San Diego specifically, at a very nice club where I would work over the course of a week. I would see 40 or so clients and just really was in the trenches working with clients day in and day out, trying to motivate, get these clients working on physical activity programs. So I really like to think that I bring both that scientific knowledge, those principles through the academic aspect, but I also have spent a fair amount of time, and as of now, close to, I would say, 19 years in the physical activity, exercise, sport world in terms of actual work, that I bring both the science and the practice to this. And that's really what I would like to give everyone throughout these podcasts is both a balance between the scientific education as well as the practical. To start with, and for the first series of podcast episodes, I'll be a little bit more of an emphasis on the educational scientific knowledge. And as we move through some of the basic terminology, we'll move a little bit more towards some of the practical applications. Sometimes I'll be a little bit more informative, other times more practical. But I really do want to try to maintain a balance between these as we move through the podcast. So some basic terminology. Physical activity. It's a broad reference to any bodily movement produced by skeletal muscle. So again, physical activity is a term that will come up throughout these casts, where I'm referencing any bodily movement produced by skeletal muscles, so movement using your muscles that results in energy expenditure. Energy expenditure basically is calories burned. So this could be traditional exercise, it could be playing a sport, it could be throwing a frisbee, it could be simply taking a leisurely Saturday morning walk through the park. They're all bodily movements using your skeletal, using your muscles, that's going to result in energy expenditure or calories burned, the physical activity. Exercise can be described as a subset of physical activity. So it's It's physical activity that is structured. It's structured to improve or maintain your health and your fitness. So it's what one normally would think of as exercise. Going to the gym, lifting weights, running on the treadmill, taking a yoga class. These are all physical activities, bodily movements using muscle that results in energy expenditure, that are more structured, and they're structured to improve or maintain our health and fitness. So we all can engage in some level of physical activity or exercise, and as a result, if we're following the appropriate guidelines, the end result is health-related fitness, which is really the topic foundation of these podcasts. Health-related fitness is a byproduct of being physically active and or exercising, and health-related fitness includes five major components: cardiorespiratory endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and optimal body composition. So those are the five major components of health-related fitness. Cardiorespiratory endurance sometimes is referred to as aerobic fitness. Muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility collectively is often referred to as muscular fitness. And then we have optimal body composition. It's the amount of lean body tissue and fat found in the body. The overall goal of a health-related physical fitness program, being physically active, is to optimize the quality of our lives. So we're looking to optimize the quality of life. Specific goals of a health-related fitness program would include reducing the risk of heart disease, reducing the risk of diabetes, osteoporosis, cancers, and other chronic diseases. Also, a specific goal within health-related fitness would be to improve our total physical fitness so that daily tasks can be completed with less effort and less fatigue. So being physically fit generally equates to increased energy levels through developing our aerobic fitness, which is that cardiorespiratory endurance, and increased energy levels through developing our muscular fitness, muscular strength, endurance, and flexibility, while also optimizing our body composition, which is that percentage of lean body mass versus body fat. So the key is to focus on physical activity itself with health-related fitness as the outcome. And I think that's really the key point here. Focusing on the physical activity itself with health-related fitness as the outcome. So in addition to these major components of health-related fitness, we also have other components of what we call physical fitness. And this is sometimes referred to as skill-related or sports-specific physical fitness. So these other components of physical fitness would include anaerobic fitness, so that's shorter, more intense bouts of energy production, speed, power, coordination, agility, balance are all other components of physical fitness. They're all very important. They're necessary for many physical activities and sports, important enough that we will be definitely discussing them in future podcasts. However, these physical fitness or skill-related, sport-related components do not necessarily directly influence our health and our resistance to disease, and therefore need to be differentiated from those five components of health-related fitness. So from a health-related fitness perspective, to be fit is to be able to take on the activities of our day with more energy and less fatigue. It may be as simple as walking a flight of stairs without losing our breath, sitting, standing for an extended period of time without our lower back hurting. So again, the overall goal of health-related physical fitness, of a health-related physical fitness program, is to optimize the quality of life, with specific goals reducing the risk of heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, cancer, and other chronic diseases, while improving that total physical fitness, again, so that these daily tasks can be completed with less effort and less fatigue. So again, the five major components: cardiorespiratory endurance, which is the key component of health-related fitness, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and optimal body composition. I will describe each of these basic components of health-related fitness in more detail in the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Feel free to check out www.healthrelatedfitness.org for the most up-to-date podcasts. It is my hope that you join me on this journey of lifelong physical activity through physical education.